Of course, you're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It is the 15th day of January, a Thursday afternoon. Dan Zwicker is with us from CGB Enterprises out of Mandeville, Louisiana. Good afternoon to you, Dan. It's been since the middle of December since I talked to you. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. It's finally going to warm up down here a little bit. I guess it's going to warm up there, too. So maybe we got this cold snap that started off the year maybe behind us here for now.
Well, we kind of hope so. On the other hand, we also have the January USDA reports behind us, and they weren't as friendly as many were hoping, and even maybe as many had thought to begin with when they saw the corn numbers. Bean numbers were a little different, especially when you factored in the wheat. Can you kind of take me through what happened on Monday?
Well, basically what they ended up doing on corn, I mean, they did lower planted acres, but they left the harvested acres unchanged. But their production or their quarterly stocks report basically implied either they needed to lower acres or they needed to lower the yield. In this case, they chose to lower the yield two bushels or three bushels, or I think it was about two bushels, but it was a pretty good chunk. So the supply did end up smaller, probably at the lower end of the range. But even with that, the carryout comes in, it's less than 1.8 billion, but not enough to really spur any kind of new theme in the corn market. And I think that's basically why the market, you had an initial reaction of the market moving higher after it saw the reports, but the beans were so much under pressure that it pulled corn off its lows, and then corn then had a bad day the following day, being down 14. And, we're still struggling on corn, but at least corn's trying to stabilize. On the soybeans, they did cut acres, but they ended up raising the yields a little bit. So overall, supply-demand balance sheet really didn't change much. They did bump up exports. There's probably room maybe to bump up exports again. We had a good sales number here today, and we're running well ahead of what the pace we need to run to meet USA's numbers. But still left the carry out at 410 million bushels. I think the wheat acreage number, the winter wheat acreage number coming in 2 million acres less than what the trade was looking at, I think right away that jumped the trade to think that we're going to see additional bean acres on top of the bean acres being switched out of corn and cotton. So I think that's what tumbled the soybeans so bad. And then it just kind of pulled everything with it. And if you look at the whole commodity complex, not only here in the United States, but, worldwide, everything's kind of in a deflationary type mode in here. And that's been kind of a wet blanket basically on the commodity markets since the report, and that still continues here today.
Is there any good news on the horizon that you can see?
Well, I think you have to, number one, I think the demand is going to be a little better than maybe what the trade thinks. And then you have to begin to look forward, and the trade, I don't think, has quite put the final nail in the coffin of the old crop. So we're kind of in the transition period of switching from old crop to new crop. And I do think that there's reason to believe that the corn market could get exciting enough as we go down the road as far as potential acres. When you look at in years past, and for some reason on years that end with four, has always been kind of a record crop recently. Yields fall off of that record significantly the following year. And I think that'll begin to start playing into the marketplace and a tighter balance sheet. But for right now, it's too early to worry about the growing season. South America has had weather issues. Depending upon who you talk to, that crop might be on the way down. Still nothing significant yet to kind of give the underlying market a theme. I think the trade is still looking for farmers selling to come into the market here between now and spring, and that is kind of adding pressure to the whole complex. But when I look at my cyclical influences, everything is pretty much on par. It's not uncommon for the markets to have softness into late January, early February, have a February rally that extends the south on into the planting season, depending upon how the planting season goes. So I'm still generally positive as we go down the road, but we've got to get through the winter doldrums here first. And I think that's exactly what we're doing. When I look at it from a technical perspective, I think what we're doing is this is a correctional decline from the strong October-December advance that we had. And corn, when you look at lead options, we've kind of given back 38%, a little bit more than that. It's not uncommon for corn to give back half at times, stabilize, and then go again. Soybeans is the same way. Soybeans have kind of come back halfway on the lead option chart to a little bit more, and then on your individual charts by a 62% retracement, which is very common support area. But I do think the markets need to show some stabilization here by the first part of next week. If they can do that, then I think the market has a chance to regroup and maybe put together some form of recovery rally off of this corrective decline that we've had basically since Christmas.
Which of the three commodities, corn, soybeans, or wheat, would you expect to lead things out of the chute higher?
Corn is rarely a leader. My guess is it's going to have to come from wheat, but I would not, given that corn is now, we have a much larger domestic consumption base on corn. Corn could very well lead it, but I think we need to have some stabilization in the energy markets, because that's put a lot of downward pressure here on ethanol margins, and we need to get the ethanol margins back in profitable territory, and we maybe get this gasoline consumption maybe on the rise, get prices up a little bit. Then I think corn can probably lead us out of the pack based upon expectations of a smaller crop next year.
Thank you so much for taking the time with us. We'll talk with you again in a week.
Very well, Todd.